I'm Lazo Gichos, I'm 19, and I grew up in the Medha Valley. Today, we bring you the fifth season, an audio series about surviving wildfire smoke in North Central Washington.
Fire's not new to us. I mean, this is, wildfires on the reservation has been something that's been, that we've lived with most of our lives.
That's Kathy Moses. She's the communications specialist for the Colville Tribe Environmental Trust Program and a public information officer for the Mount Tolman Fire Center. She started working on fires back in 2006.
I just remember like going out for the first time and actually seeing the mountains and seeing the trees and seeing the devastation that fire brings. It was just heart-wrenching.
Animals were trying to escape the flames.
I seen bears out there, just wildlife that tried to get away from the fire, and they were burned. And there were animals that were, of course, that died from the fire. You'd see them out there. And it's just really hard to really, you know, to try to words don't have any meaning when it comes to seeing something like that.
During a fire, it's Kathy's job to communicate where the fire is, what the evacuation plans are, and how to stay safe. This communication isn't easy.
One of the major problems that we do have on the reservation is everybody does not have internet access. So that is a major issue. And also during fire, you know, we could lose communications, like, for example, last year, the cell phone towers over at OMAP burnt down. And also, you know, but approximately 800 power poles burnt down.
Kathy posts essential fire information on physical message boards around the community. But this means that during a fire event, she's often the worst place a person can be, outside.
Normally, when there's wildfires, I'm normally working. A lot of times I'm outdoors putting out information about the fires.
Being outside to get the word out has come at a personal cost.
In 2015, when we had the North Star Tunk Block Fire, I ended up that fall getting a cold, and it just seemed to go on, and it turned into bronchitis. And I had never, ever had bronchitis before in my life. And it's just that, you know, they just said, just because that I've been working on fires for this length of time, that it was, you know, starting to, you know, harm my lungs.
Even though Kathy's job puts her at risk for fire-related health issues, she says it's worth it. Getting information out is that important.
It's our belief to always take care of the children and our elders. I think it's important to notify communities about what's going on with wildfires. And you know, so I look at it as my public service and something I can do for my community. So that's why I continue to do it.
One of Kathy's messages she's working to communicate to her community is about cleaning indoor air.
We came up with some information on how to create your own, like a filter inside of your home to get some of the smoke out of the house by using the MERV 13 air filters and create your own air filter inside of your house.
It's a filter from the hardware store attached to a regular box fan. They're super easy to put together, they're cheap, and they work really well. Kathy works alongside firefighters, nonprofit partners, and schools to spread wildfire and smoke information and help create community resilience. To help people come together at meetings, she opens with a blessing.
And what I say is, till huskies can chilt. Hello, my name is Kathy Moses. I thank you today for being here with us, for bringing these people that have traveled many miles to be here with us to help take care of our land, our country, our tribal lands, our people, and to, you know, to show their caring and bring their their goodwill to help our people. We ask the Creator to always watch over our firefighters and the teams that come to our native lands, and to watch over our people, the land, the animals, and to protect our air, water, and soil.
To learn more about our airshed, how to keep it clean, and how to protect your health, visit cleanairmethow.org or find us on Facebook.